Proclamation number 5529 of 9th of November, 1952. Love and faith are missing people. Proclaiming in love of success. You humans only lack faith. How differently you would look at the world, your earthly life and your task on earth if you could believe with conviction in me, who called you and everything in the universe into being. You would consciously put life behind you, you would feel guided by me and you would know everything brightly and clearly, because through faith you would also be able to attain wisdom. For faith has love as its companion. Faith without love is inconceivable. And the fire of love also kindles the light of wisdom. True life can only rise in you if you have gained true faith through love. But you humans lack love and therefore also faith. And you are dead in spirit. You certainly live on earth, but you live in spiritual darkness and your earthly life does not earn you any success. For only spiritual success is valued, since every earthly success is void with the death of the body. Spiritual success, however, can only be recorded through love and faith. You humans are in appalling poverty, and if you don't change, you will also enter the beyond as miserable, where you will also feel it as torment. Because nothing else will deceive you about your miserable state. And even then you can only awaken to life through love and faith. In the beyond you will again be presented with what you should believe, but just as on earth you will reject it as long as you are without love. Love, however, can only be awakened through love. And you can now appreciate the hardship of the souls in the beyond who are not followed by love. These souls can only be brought to faith with unspeakable difficulty, and an unspeakably long time can therefore pass before this is achieved. But all beings in the beyond and people on earth will always be told what they should believe. And now the degree of love of those who proclaim the gospel determines to what extent it will be accepted, whether and when it will be accepted. That is why you bearers of my teaching of love must be in love yourselves if you want to be successful. What you offer in love does not arouse the will to reject as much as what is only offered schematically without any personal emanation of love from the giver to the receiver. But if you yourselves are aware of the value of what you want to hand out, you will be inwardly urged to give the same to your neighbor, and this ray of love already ignites in your fellow human being's heart and can make it receptive and willing. In all love try to persuade people to believe in a God and creator of eternity who, as father, seeks contact with his children and wants to win their love. Speak of my infinite love for people and thus also try to kindle love in them, and people will also be able to believe and only win if they accept what you offer them. And if you yourselves exemplify a life of love to them so that they will emulate you and now practice love themselves, then their faith will also become a living one and their work on themselves will be successful. For then they will also be permeated by the strength of love and faith, and they will live and never ever lose life again. Amen.